Imagine for a moment that if somebody tells you that there is no corruption, that there's way more corruption than you could ever conceive possible, that there's so much that it would actually take you, I don't know, how long does a medical degree take? Like 7 years or something like that, of hardcore sleep deprivation based mind control study in order to in order to kind of get the idea and be qualified and knowing what the heck you're talking about, so you can actually diagnose disease and what have you. That's how bad the corruption is. There could be freaking an entire Auckland University library full of volumes using the Dewey Decimal System, cataloging and chronicling the massive, obscene quantity of scumbaggery in New Zealand. Now, we're about to go to break, Ben. You've got one more thing to say, and then we're going to go to break. We've got about a minute or so.
I'll say this. Corruption is so widespread in New Zealand that actually we don't see it as corruption. We have actually institutionalized it so that we think that this is morally acceptable conduct. That's how bad it's become. The Peter Williams, who is one of the police officers I spoke to, he wrote a book called Stoned on Duty. And then he says, we were so dumbed down to believe that there was no corruption that we created an environment in which corruption could thrive. New Zealand journalists all the time write out the fact that when Transparency International, which is a corruption watchdog, file a report on corruption in New Zealand, they always point out the fact that we get the top figure as being the least corrupt country in the world. What they don't report, and this is actual fact, the only reason why we have that ranking is that when those forms come into New Zealand, we don't fill them in, so we send them back to the body with no comments, and so we get a perfect zero. That's the only reason why we get such a great scoring.
It's because we're so corrupt that we fill out how much corruption that we've got, because the people who are supposed to be exposing corruption in New Zealand are corrupt.
And are the ones that write the report.
Yeah,
it's the best way. If you have done something wrong and you want to make sure it's covered up, the best way to do it is make sure that you're in control of the corruption investigation.
Yeah,
and this is what Stone on Duty makes the point is that. You know, he caught this particular detective on tape saying, look, Peter, you've got to leave it alone, because you've got to understand that the police complaints authority is set up there for one purpose, and that's to whitewash it to make sure that no mud sticks on us. So this is the body that's meant to protect New Zealanders, but the reality is all the police officers in the ranks know that this is there for one reason, and it's to protect their ass. We don't even have an internal – we're the only Western country in the world that doesn't have an internal affairs. Can you believe that?
I can, and I think that's why – the country is the way it is. Ben Vidgen is my very special guest, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Bear in mind, this is a listener-supported broadcast, so if you are capable of supporting the fight to get real information and expose the scumbaggery out there by different voices from all over the world, regardless of what media tell them that they're not credible and shouldn't be listened to and what have you, then go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and donate today. Or preferably start up a monthly automatic payment with that little Kiwi Bank or the PayPal. PayPal takes a percentage every time, but the Kiwi Bank doesn't. So automatic payments, it keeps all my rent and internet and stuff paid so that I can spend, you know, the 14, 16, sometimes 18 hour days exposing scumbaggery and helping people's voices be heard. We'll be right back.